Being young has its benefits, like boundless energy and untapped cleverness. But all the energy in the world means nothing if you don't know what to do with it. I can safely say that I don't know how I feel about God, about Jesus, and about the whole armor of God. Now, it's not that I don't believe in them. It is that I don't know if I believe in them. Now, the Bible calls for us to put on the whole armor of God so that we might stand against the wiles of the devil. I don't know about you, but that seems to be a rather daunting request. Now, if there's one thing that youth lacks, it is experience, and experience builds faith. As I become older, I become more ready to put on the armor of God. As time progresses, I will be strong enough to take up the sword of spirit. But for now, all I can do is shine the breastplate. Each day I prepare to put on the armor of God to find my faith, and it is in this task that I am able to find God within myself.
Like what was said in the message and hinted at in the Bible scripture, truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are all a part of being good Christians and making our lives on earth almost heavenly. However, when I think of God's word or good Christian values, another word that comes to mind, the first word, is love. Love is amazing. Love is the best. And right now, in this moment, being surrounded by people that I love, that is my heaven. I already found it. This church will always be in my heart, and I will always think of it as my home, because my definition of home isn't a place where you sleep at night, or where you live, or a place. It's where love resides. I'm going to sing a song for you all that I believe puts all these ideas together. I thank you all for the love you have shared with me these many years, and when I go off to Florida in college next year, I know I'm going to take that love with me.
When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing. I wish I was home, I wish I was back there. The things I've been knowing, winds that make the tall grass bend into leaning, suddenly the raindrops that fall have a meaning, sprinkling the sea makes it all clean. Now that I have some direction, it sure would be nice to be back home where there's love and affection. Maybe I can convince time to slow up, giving me enough time in my life to grow up. Time be my friend, let me start again. Suddenly my world has changed its face, but I still know where I'm going. I have had my mind spun around in space, yet I've watched it crawl away. Oh, if you're listening, God, please don't make it hard to believe in the things that we see. Tell us, should we try to stay, or should we run away? Oh, wouldn't it be better just to let things be? Living here in this brand new world has been a fantasy. And it's taught me to love. look inside our hearts to find a world full of love like yours, like mine, like
We often think of violence as the best way to achieve justice. For centuries, society has taught us that force must be used to attain peace between peoples. It sounds paradoxical, having violence and peace at the same time. Some people may even claim that violence is necessary to have heaven on earth. But how do we imagine heaven? Do we think of heaven as a violent place, guarded by weapons of pain and destruction? Do we think that God's kingdom is a place where people intimidate each other with metal armor? Or do we think that heaven is an understanding place, free from threatening weapons and open to vulnerability? If we've learned anything from Paul, it's that Paul certainly believes that heaven is no prison. Paul believes that heaven doesn't need swords or guns or knives to protect itself. Paul believes that heaven uses something much more powerful, the human spirit. If what Paul says is true, then swords will never be enough to help a homeless man struck down by the world's evils. Only righteousness can do that. If what Paul says is true, then guns will never be able to console a child after their father is taken away by the devil's flaming arrows in war. Only sympathy can do that. If what Paul says is true, armor will never bring understanding between people. Only vulnerability can do that. Yes, it's a risk to be vulnerable. It may not make your enemy understand you. Sometimes people just can't understand each other. But why not try? Why not risk it all on the chance that we will finally see who our enemy is, understand why they are who they are, and love them? We can continue risking our lives in war so that this cycle of evil can continue. Or we can turn in our weapons for compassion and maybe, someday, get a glimpse of the heaven that we should have been creating all along.